game.
Wrench out. It's Thursday night and I'm not on mute. All right. I see the little bars going up and down on the mixer over there. So it's Kayak Fishing Radio, and you're listening to us live here coming from the Kayak Fishing Radio studios in South Atlanta. And joining us, we've got the crew of Haywood and Becker. Sounds like a lawyer's office, doesn't it?
It does have a nice ring.
Haywood and Becker.
Becker and Haywood, but that's okay.
Becker and Haywood. Now you might You might not want to try to say that three times fast. All right, and then we got the Bad Back Cast.
Yo.
Hey Rob, what's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Dude,
I'm good.
I have the most awesome stash. We should have a mustache contest at the Boondoggle, man.
Yeah, what do you got going on?
I got the awesome Fu Manchu, man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like last time, or is it different?
It's a little bushier, and it's just white on the ends, man. I had like several people come up to me and go, "Dude, do you color that way?" It's like, I'm freaking old. Go away. You know. But
you got the skunk face. I guess you could describe it as.
someone described me as a tall Shifu, you know, like, so. Yeah, so.
Cool. Well, I got I definitely am in need of a dye job before the Boondoggle, because I got a lot of gray in there, man.
I don't dye it, man. And also joining us from the Great White North, it seems, is my buddy Cap D, Dave Kappitz, man. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Dude, you guys don't understand. If I let my beard and mustache grow, I look like Santa Claus. So be happy you got something other than gray in there.
Right. So, and then, wow, man, we're just filling up like crazy in here. All right, here's 3-2-1. Is that, who's 3-2-1, 48?
What?
Is that you, Chuck?
Yo,
you're on your wife's phone, man.
No, I'm on the house phone.
Oh, the house phone. All right. Hang on. I got another one here. Area code 908. You're on the air with Kayak Fishing Radio.
Hey, it's Matt Trump, Yak Dome.
Hey, Matt.
In the house. Somebody's throwing pots and pans around over there. Watch out.
You need to get a bigger wire.
All right.
Wow.
That's Chuck.
Who's in the prenatal unit there?
that's Chuck Tuttle, man. They're having WWE right out in the living room.
Easy.
He's going to get my kids to be MMA stars. Get one of those wireless house phones.
That's it.
Or a mute button.
Yeah. Well, if I could find a mute button, that would be a good thing. But you know what?
Yeah. So.
I think everybody will be okay.
Yeah, we'll be all right, man. So, so it's, we're like 14 days in a wake up, man. 14 days in a wake up. If you don't know what we're talking about, we're gonna hit you with it here. Whoa, where'd it go? Well, there we go.
Boondoggle!
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up, come find out, February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yes, so we're boondoggling in 2 weeks, And wireless? Who has a landline? Yeah, Mr. Lozier in the house. The chat room is filling up. Fish and Chef, good to see him. Fish and Florida Radio, our buddy Steve Chapman there, who that most recent soundbite there was courtesy of. And also, you know, Chuck, you need to put up a link in the chat room there if you're in. Or Steve can do it. Put up a link to that, the man, you know, the most interesting pro staffer in the world there. That was hilarious.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't get a chance to throw that into the audio clips in the studio here, but that was pretty good. Hammerhead Greg Crisp, a man who's even further north than Cap D. He's up there in the New Hampshire land. So, welcome aboard. Mr. Lozier has joined us back. He's back in the real world from Curacao. R. Lee, Tommy Head Jigs, just down the street. Hey, neighbor, what's going on? And Yak Angler Adam. All right, so... anyways, okay, so couple weeks out, we're headed for the boondoggle. I think everybody's getting ready. Cap, it's you're flying in, right?
Yeah, man, we'll be in, late Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
Shack up in a hotel, and then we'll start catching up with people on Friday, I guess.
You got a ride? I think there's like a little meet and greet on Thursday night if you're interested. Where's that at, Chuck?
I'm still trying to finalize the details for that, but it's going to be over at Handler Fishing Supply, which is located in Merritt Island.
They moved their location, though, right? They're not at the port anymore, right?
That's right.
Okay, cool. So, Dave, you might want to give Chuck a holler there. I'll text you his phone number. So.
Absolutely.
They might have some adult beverages or something there. And they got some really cool stickers, too. How about when are you guys rolling in there, Becker and Haywood, Haywood and Becker?
You go first.
I'm going to be there Thursday.
You're going to come in on Thursday? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You bringing your pop-up,
Yep. I'm keeping my fingers crossed I can make it this time.
Okay. Yeah, check the oil. Make sure it's good. So if you get a light, you know it's just an indicator. All right. And I'm sorry, Greg, what did you say? You're going to come in on Thursday also?
No, I'm trying to we're trying to figure out how to manage school time and still get over there at a reasonable hour. So.
Okay.
We may not be getting there until Friday afternoon. I'm still not sure yet.
Yeah. How about you, Rob? Your crew headed over?
Yeah, we'll be there sometime Thursday afternoon. I'm trying to figure out. I haven't figured out exactly what time we're leaving yet, but we got to beat Tampa traffic and we got to beat Orlando traffic. So either way, we haven't quite figured out what time we're leaving yet. But that's the game plan, to be there Thursday afternoon.
Right. And Rob, did you get a truck? I mean, how come this is, you're a vehicle owner now?
No. Actually, Tina has a car and a truck.
Oh, okay.
So, when I need to go fishing or something, I throw the kayak in the back of the truck.
Oh.
And it's off to the races.
You had a truck, yet you went ahead and strapped your kayak on the roof of her car and drove that all the way up to Virginia Beach.
No, actually, that was a rental car.
Oh, okay. Don't want to put the miles on the good car.
Yeah. And, you know, the truck is kind of a, she calls it the yard dog, you know, because she used to live out in the wilds of Plant City over there.
Right.
So she always needed, she was always hauling, you know, boulders or something, you know. So why get rid of it? You know, it actually runs really good.
Boulders.
Man, you know how people are when they decorate stuff in their yard, they got to go get boulders and, you know, whatever else. So it comes in handy as a kayak hauler, though, man. It's great. We even, a couple of weeks ago, threw Steve Dittman's canoe up on the roof, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right. So we have, let's see, yeah. Adam said you don't own vehicles, so.
That's right, I do not. Only a kayak.
Only a kayak. That's the only vehicle you have. So,
That's right.
And Matt, are you going to make it to the boondoggle? Have we made a decision on that one?
No, I'm not. Not this time around. Hopefully the fall one, definitely. Man, I'm really upset I'm missing this one, but I gotta hold my vacation for the wife this year. I gotta take her somewhere nice. So I'm headed down to Florida in April.
All right. Well, that'll be nice. The Malibus and no truck. All right. It's fun. If you're a guest and you're listening in there on the chat room, go ahead and sign in. You can log in with your Facebook or your Twitter account or whatever. It'll accept most any credit card. If you haven't checked out the link that Steve put up, Fish of Florida Radio there for the Redfish Chuck MP3, I'd suggest that everybody take a look at that. I'm going to repost it. Actually, Adam put that up, so we'll put that back in there. That's a good one. So there it is. So take a listen to that. That's pretty funny there. Did you have me make that up for you there, Chuck, man?
No. We were having a conversation in the Space Coast Kayak Angler group about pro staffs and pro staffers and what it's just, you know, the whole thing has gotten absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I think everybody who holds a paddle in their hand wants to be a part of some kind of a pro staff or pro something. And we were just making a joke, and it, obviously quickly it turned on me. And the guys are like, Chuck is so pro staff, he's this, Chuck is so pro staff, he does that or whatever. And so Steve, being the magician with the sound bites that he is, he came up with that quite quickly. And yeah, whatever. It's funny. I like it.
He's quick, man.
He is. He's like, look what I found. I'm like, yeah, okay, look what you found. And I saw Redfish chucking it. I'm like, oh boy, this isn't going to be good. But
you guys,
are you on the Taj Mahal tent pro staff yet?
Yeah. I am.
You're in that tent, man. And I'm serious, you know. Actually, you know, somebody had a little cooler light. Did you see that, man?
Uh-uh.
So, yeah, there's like a little light that sticks into your cooler, and it pops on and pops off, you know, so that you can have light in there. So that way there, your kids can see when you put them in the cooler, man.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's good.
But you won't know if the light goes out when you close the cooler lid, though. I'm not sure. You just have to have them tell you, right?
Right. As long as you leave the plug out, it's good. They can still breathe.
Right. So Adam's still wondering if he has a room in your tent Mahal there.
Yeah, the 75-quart Orca will be available for Adam to sleep in.
Oh, that's plenty of room, man. Yeah.
So
I thought he'll be paddling that.
He may be.
He might be.
He may be.
It'd be like a sit inside for Adam.
That's right.
All right. And Fish of Florida Radio, folks, every Saturday morning from 6 to 9 on iHeartRadio. You can check them out, fishinfloridaradio.com, and just click to listen live. And they also have video cameras, too. So when Chuck's on there, you can send him text to his phone and make him do funny things on the webcam. I'm always trying to get Chuck's goat there.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Speaking of goats, because, you know, like I said on the thing for the tonight's show, we get off on tangents every now. Has anyone seen the new Doritos goat for sale commercial?
No.
It's a Super Bowl commercial, right? This is weekend. It's Super Bowl weekend. So we got Super Bowl commercials going on. Rob, you should do some, like, kayak fishing commercials, man, and put them up on the Yaktastic video page, man. But
what I want to do in the next Boondoggle movie is some fake commercials with some of the Boondoggle sponsors, you know.
Yeah.
Like where you're obviously reading the cue card, and you know you can say, "Hi, folks. Fishing can be hard sometimes, and that's why I like to use Procure Fishing Gel, or you know whatever."
Why would you want to make it look just like a regular bass commercial, man?
I don't know. It would be fun.
Yeah, all right. Will the goat be on a pro staff? Heywood, did you get out and go fishing this past weekend, Heywood?
Trying to remember. I don't think so.
You said you were going fishing.
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. We did go.
With the Beckers?
Yeah, Greg. No, it was just me and Greg and a couple other guys. Yeah,
we went for a scenic eco tour.
Yeah. We went in search of monsters, and we found them.
You found them?
Yeah, the wrong kind.
Okay.
The big lizard type monsters.
That's right, the eco tour. You were going after you were playing with the lizards.
That and beavers.
And beavers.
That's for another story, another
time.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Hey, where'd you go? Myakka River or something?
We went to a river.
Okay.
I did not realize you guys had such large alligators over there on that side of the coast.
Dude, this one we saw was big. The picture's on Yak Angler.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do it justice at all.
No.
The thing was big.
He was big enough that he just ignored you guys.
Oh, no, he did not ignore us.
Oh, really?
Until we sent in a scout, and then he kind of got down in the water and said, yeah, come on.
I hope you guys take a rifle or a shotgun fishing with you. Jeez.
When I came around that corner and saw that alligator up on the bank, the two words that came out of my mouth were nowhere near to happy birthday. And he was, at that point, he was still every bit of 70 yards off. And it was just, I swear to God, this was a Chudum Elizabeth sized alligator. he was big.
Remember that one chip that we saw at the lagoon that day when we were over there fishing with Chuck?
The one that was eating a pig after we got out of the water?
It was eating something, man. It was like following you and the clone around there for a little while, and then it was eating something. Like it sticks its head like straight up and was like trying to get something down, man. That thing was something. That was a big one, man.
Yeah. So Chuck called back in. So, yeah. We give them plenty of room, and they will be at the boondoggle. There are cracking gators out there, so I wouldn't let your small animals run free, at least without supervision.
Are you bringing the terrorist?
Oh yeah, the terrorists will be right along. Yeah.
they like
that,
red.
Yeah. That time we went to Cedar Key, and we rounded that bend on that one Shell Island there, and those dolphins came by us, man. She went in after them, man. She was going to go hook her up some dolphin meat, man. She was ready.
Nice.
So, but now she's, and you throw a fish up on the dock, man, and she grabs hold of it, shakes it and stuff. She's batting 1,000 this week. She's brought two squirrels into the house. Luckily, both of them were so mangled that they weren't moving real fast, and they were easy to just kick out the back door. But she's a pretty mean little critter. The one squirrel she brought in was bigger than she was, man. So, but anyways,
did you see the squirrel getter offer thing on Facebook today?
No, I did not.
Basically,
the one that should have been captioned pull?
What's that?
The one that should have been captioned pull?
Yeah. That was awesome. These guys took a clay pigeon or skeet thrower and rigged it up on the edge of his deck out behind his house and put what looked like peanuts or something on it. And when the squirrel jumped on it, the guy was like, yeah, I got it. Go ahead, whenever you're ready. He's, like, filming the squirrel, and all of a sudden the guy pulls the string, and it swings the squirrel. Like, I don't even know how far it is, but it was awesome.
It was far enough.
Yeah.
It was fun.
No squirrels were hurt in the videotaping of that event, by the way.
That's right. No, we don't want to have emails from anyone talking about how we hate squirrels and all that, but... when the terrorist goes outside. Well, she, it's her job to keep them out of the bird feeder, and she does. So, but anyways, I got
all I can say about alligators
is
I'm glad they can't climb trees.
Yeah, no, they can't.
Then we'd be in bad shape.
Yeah. Did you climb a tree the other day when you were on your eco tour?
No, but there's lots of trees sticking out over this river, and I'm just saying, you know,
surfers
could be laying up in the trees and jump down your kayak.
Oh, yeah, like snakes.
Yeah, and snakes. Big spiders.
And big spiders. Chuck made it into the chat room. Old Bill joined us, as well as who else we got in the chat room tonight? So, I see a few more people in. So I got an email 2 days ago from an agent for Miles. I don't want to get his name wrong here. He's a pitcher for San Diego Padres. He hails from Jupiter, Florida, and he's an avid kayak fisherman. And he'll be joining us on Kayak Fishing Radio in about a month. He will be on Chuck's show on Monday night. So I went ahead and told him that you're from the Titusville area, Chuck. So you can talk to the local homeboy there. He just headed out for spring training, they said. So give him about a month, and he'll call in to the show one night. So maybe we should start doing pro athletes and the kayak fish or something kind of thing. But he'll be
It's not Charlie Moore.
No, not Charlie Moore. What's his name? I really hate that I forgot it. I can't pronounce his last name. But his first name is Miles. He's a pitcher for the San Diego Padres. But he has a Facebook page. Miles Mikolas, Mikolas. So he'll be joining Chuck there on Monday night. He's got his San Diego Padres pitching thing there. And then in this photo, he's got a bunch of pictures of him fishing. And so he'll be joining us. Okay, so, and Steve just said he's going to have Charlie Moore call the show. Holy cow, man. Have Charlie call on a Tuesday night, man. Let the Double L crew handle him. Chris will give him a red card. Jim's just joining us in the chat room there. And Jim Van Pelt, welcome aboard. So you guys went on an eco tour. You just went counting lizards and stuff. Anybody get any fishing done this past week?
Well, we did. We had one redfish, and then I had one blow up on the top water. It was a snook I had on for about 5 or 7 seconds, and then that was it. We saw a lot of gar and tarpon. They weren't eating. Nothing was eating.
Except
for the little alligator. It was one of those trips where, you know, you're hero or a zero. You know?
Right.
It's just one of those spots. It's either on or it's not. So,
did somebody
worth a chance?
Did one of you hook up a small gator?
One of the guys in the group did. Yeah.
And how fun was that to get the lure back?
Well, you know, somebody yelled out, you know, throw a towel over his head to calm him down, and I threw it over Bill's head, and it didn't calm him down, and it kind of made him even madder. So
we were
doing something right. But, yeah, we got it.
Becker, your commentary on that one was you got covered up there.
Yeah, I just said, same thing Bill did, basically. He just got more agitated when that happened, so I'm not sure what the deal was. We must not have had the right towel.
Have to go back and read the manual. Did you put tape around his mouth and everything?
He wouldn't, you know, he was running away after the towel incident, so.
You probably didn't yell crikey.
Yeah, he got to yell crikey, too.
Oh, that's what we did wrong.
That's what you did wrong. All right. Well,
I'm not an expert on gators. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know that, you know, you get down a little bit further south and, you know, you're in the Everglades there, but I just wouldn't expect them to be up that far on the Gulf Coast side. But
oh yeah,
they are.
Dude, we got them in Tampa Bay.
You know,
I've seen them out in the bay, along the shoreline, out in the bay.
Yeah, I got to take it back because I guess, I mean, you just up north, I mean, I've been, you know, diving up around in the springs and stuff and seen gators up in there. So dove with them up there. So, yeah, I guess I just never thought that they would tolerate. It's not that salty, though, in the bay, is it?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty salty. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But the ones that I've seen in the saltwater, they're usually pretty skittish. You know, they see you coming, they haul butt and get out of the way. So
what, for our friends coming from up north, you know, what kind of rig should they put together if they're looking at going after a gator? You know, like a like an 8-weight.
Yeah. Well, they like
20 or 4x4s.
Maybe
plenty of 4x4s, some 3-0 chromic on a cutting needle. Lidocaine for the, you know, to take some of the pain away while we're stitching you back up. And any of the new plasma replacements are really good. The blood expanders are great, so you should be in good shape.
All right, cool. So, all right. Anybody else? Matt, you're not fishing up there. It's too cold, right?
Nah, at the moment, man.
Yeah?
Weather's just not been cooperating.
No, Capitz, you went ice fishing, didn't you?
Nah, it hasn't even frozen over yet. Got close.
No?
No, the Potomac is, with all the rain and the crazy weather, Potomac has been crazy heavy lately, so they won't even let you out there.
No hard water yet?
No.
All right. Speaking of ice fishing, Tommy Head Jigs is sponsoring for the we've got it on our website, tournament. It's ice fishing. It's the same weekend that we're doing the Boondoggle, so he's not going to get a chance to join us, but if you're up in that area, check it out. Tommy, if you'll put up your link for your event there, we'll make sure we post it up tonight. But Jim, I got you on the line, man. How's it going? Still looking for an RV?
Yeah, man, we're doing the RV evaluation right now. I'm doing good, man. No damage. We had some tornado sirens going off yesterday, but no damage, just some rain.
Yeah.
You know, boondoggle is the word.
Boondoggle is the word. So, looks like we're going to have a pretty good turnout. And we're going to head out on, we got the same kind of issue that Becker is looking at with, you know, the clone is still in school. So, they have it for the, he's off the following week. But we'll probably head out Thursday afternoon as soon as he gets off the school bus. We'll hook up the big boondoggle bandwagon there that we're going to haul down and probably stop around Gainesville and take a nap and then finish up and show up Friday morning. So you got that, Chuck, man? You got my parking space all set up?
Sure.
But we think that, like, see, my sister and her husband, and my pop are going to join us, and we'll probably boondoggle through Monday, and then maybe Tuesday we'll ease over to the west coast and see if we can find some snook. Who's up for some of that?
What?
Huh? That got Haywood's ears perked up. Yeah,
when?
Man.
Where?
Maybe like. Tuesday after the boondoggle, we'll drag the RV over to the west coast.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Might even be able to take you to Cow Creek.
Oh, all right. Is that where that big gator is, man? I don't want to go be no big gator.
No, that's a river.
That's a river.
Cow Creek is
okay.
A creek.
All right. And Adam's getting mad because it's like Steve from Fishing Florida Ray said, snooker everywhere, South Lauderdale, Sebastian. And Anglers, Adam says, Cow Creek, that's like a unicorn, right? So, but yeah, I think maybe we'll head over to the West Coast. My brother-in-law is just getting started into kayak fishing. He went out. He has the Cobra Fish and Dive and the Mini X. So we'll be cruising around. Plus Pop's with us too. So try doing some other things. Maybe ease up the road after a day or two and hit Cedar Key on the way home or something. Or maybe we'll drop down to Everglades City and do a little pre-fishing for the Adventure Challenge Kayak Fishing World Championship, whatever that. I can't ever say it right. But we have four teams from Kayak Fishing Radio as it stands right now. I'm still waiting on announcements from other folks. But we have myself and the Clone, and I don't know if you've seen the competitors list of the they have put it up for the Adventure Fishing World.
That's a good idea.
What's that?
Put up the competitors list.
Why?
Fishing it. No, no, it's a good idea. I'm not being sarcastic. I wish other tournaments would do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, so they've put up the competitors list. If you see right there, Team 1 is Kayak Fishing Radio, myself and the Clone. And then Team 2 is our own friend and guide on the down Sebastian Way, Dee Kaminsky, and her better half, Brian. And then we got Vicky Sally and her friends. Let's see who we got. We come up Steve Gibson and Alex Tejada from Jackson Kayak. The Super Galactic Fish Kissers. That's Team 6, man. The Super Galactic. That's Mike Loden and Chris Townsend out of Naples. And then we got Redfish Chuck and Pepe Vidal, KFR 2. Also, we'll cruise on down. Let's see. Treasure Coast Outback, Slats Broke. Team Get Outdoors, Philip Ruckert and Nathan Raycroft out of Mabane, North Carolina. And we got Team Kayak Fishing Radio Double L crew. Mark and Chris Lozier are going to join us down there. Let's see. Who else do we got? Rolling Tide out of Montgomery, Alabama. All right. And then Kayak Fishing Radio, the Boondogglers. That would be Irish Gene and our own Rob the Bad Backcast DeVore. Rob, you guys let the cat out of the bag, huh?
Yeah, man. That's cool.
All right. And we're up to 23 teams now. So starting to fill up. They've got space, they say, for 100 teams, which that'll be real interesting. So,
it's going to be awesome.
Did you think about the DOA?
The DOA.
Yeah,
I did, but
I
heard it's full, man. They just announced it like last week, right?
Mm-hmm. It filled up quick.
Yeah, and they took 120 this year. So, if the dates, Adam's asked for the dates for the Adventure Fishing World Championship is the captain's meeting is on March 1st. That's Friday. And then the event itself is on Saturday the 2nd. So, 23 teams registered as of right now. And there's some. It should be interesting. A new, pretty interesting concept there. We'll see Woody, and he'll probably tell us a little bit more about it there at the Boondoggle. He'll be joining us. And then we got anybody from Jackson that's going to show up at the Boondoggle there, Chuck?
Yeah. Excuse me, goodness. I believe Drew Gregory is going to be down.
Drew's going to show up? Okay.
Yeah, I think Drew's coming, and I know Brooks was talking about trying to make it, but I think Jackson's trying to make him go to a boat show rather than the Boondoggle. So I think Drew Gregory pulled rank on him for that one.
Okay. All right.
Chuck
That'll
will be
cool.
there. Who else do you need?
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
And then Mr. Haywood, you're like the regional team captain there, Bill, for Malibu Kayaks, or?
No, the team captain.
The team captain.
That's it, yeah.
The team captain, that's it. So you don't ever have anyone calling you wanting to be on a pro staff team or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
And, okay, Steve had to check out for the night, so thanks, Steve, for joining us tonight. We'll catch Fish of Florida Radio Saturday morning, 6 to 9. Steve Chapman, Captain Mike Ortego, and Boudreaux every Saturday morning. Awesome. So, anyways, so I'm starting to pack right now because I need, like, 2 weeks to get all of my stuff together, so...
Oh, my God.
2 weeks? How much stuff are you bringing, man?
Dude, I got a 30-foot trailer now that I can just stuff full of crap. When you got an RV, you can just pack it all, man. So along with the Harleys, got two Harleys that'll fit. It's got a 10-foot garage in the back for two Harleys. So be cruising around on my Harley out there chasing gators and stuff, you know?
I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna be able to get my kayak, and then the two kayaks that me and Tina are gonna win in the raffle home from a Goofball, you know, on a subcompact car, you know.
And then you'll have to carry two more after you and Gene win the Slayers, right?
Well, I'm not going far. Yeah,
not gonna go that far, right?
Yeah, yeah. That would require me catching some fish.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't bet any. I don't know about betting money on that. But Gene, on the other hand, man, that's why, you know, I just go and, like, take pictures and stuff, you know.
Right.
I'll paddle around and stuff.
Okay. Here. So, but what, let me see, the weather is up. We're looking for temps in the 70s for the weekend right now. It's on AccuWeather.com. And it doesn't show me any kind of, little winds out of there. Right now, winds are north at 10, but I haven't checked Wind Finder, which, depending upon which app you use, will give you a bunch of different things. But, Chuck, you got any hint on what the weather is supposed to be like? It's supposed to get up like 80 this weekend, isn't it?
I don't know. Right now it's cold. Got a little cool. Not cold, but we got cool out this evening. I don't know, man. I haven't looked that far ahead. But, you know, either way, as long as we don't have a north wind, it'll be okay. If we have a north wind, then the strong will survive as far as going and finding some fish in the motor zone.
Right.
You have to paddle into it, which, you know, it's a long paddle if you want to go up to where the fish have been. So, you know, I don't know. It should be nice. It's nice now. I mean, I'm hoping to get out and do a little fishing this weekend. But try and dial in some big schools of reds that I've been finding over in the Mosquito Lagoon. So take some folks over there and do some of that in between, you know, my hosting duties.
Yeah. Question from Van Pelt in the chat room there, which is any black drum up in No Motor Zone this time of year?
Normally, yeah, there's usually a whole pile of them. I've heard a couple of reports, recent reports, like within the last week, that there's been a few schools spotted, but nothing like it normally is. I mean, we've had a really, really warm winter so far.
Right.
So that doesn't usually bode well for the big uglies to come up into the flats. Usually they like to hang off the edges, and that showed true the other day when we were in the lagoon. I found two giants, I'm talking, they had them in 60-pound fish. They were just cruising along the edge of one of the flats, like right off the edge of the bar. And, yeah, it is what it is. But you know, the south light has been incredible. The redfish light is really good. So, you know, it'll be fun.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Is there more grass on the car side than there is on the NASA side?
Yeah, when you get north, when you get about a mile and a half, 2 miles north of Carr's. But the grass hasn't been stopping the fish. I mean, yeah, the no motor zones were kind of bare for the last about year and a half or so. And, you know, prior to the crazy weather fluctuations we've gone through, where it gets cold and it gets warm and it gets cold and it gets warm, we were crushing fish in the no motor zone every trip. I mean, we'd have six or seven guys in our group and everybody would catch at least a half dozen reds, and they were all quality fish. And then, you know, as far as slot size fish are concerned, you know, we don't really play with the big ones too often. But anyways, and they're all in super skinny water on top of the sand looking for crabs. So there is quite a bit more grass the further north you go. And then out on the bars, in between the bars and that first flat, there's quite a bit of vegetation living on the bottom. But, you know, the lagoon is pristine right now. The Mosquito Lagoon has never looked so good. I mean, honestly, besides the pop stars, but you got to take what you got. But the grass in the lagoon is green as green can be, and beautiful, thick, healthy, and
we lose some grass in the bay during the wintertime. It's just that's what happens. But I mean, where Alex and I fished, there wasn't a stitch of grass anywhere, and I just wondered if that's common, and then, you know, the other side. So where we fished, you know, where the big NASA hangar is that where they bring the rocket boosters in. There's that big bar that looks like a Nike swoosh.
Yep.
And that's where we fished, and there wasn't no grass anywhere out there.
Yeah, even if you go from there all the way back over to the causeway, that whole flat there is completely barren of grass. It's all sand, and it's usually that way because in the summertime, in the spring and in the summer, the water in a motor zone is typically really dirty. That's just the Banana River. I mean, the Banana River as a whole tends to stay a little bit more dirty than everywhere else. I don't know why, but especially at north end of the Carr's, but you know, it's definitely it's a different place to fish, man, than what I'm used to as far as the lagoon and even in the Indian River because of the lack of grass. You know, your mind's telling you that you need to paddle till you find grass, and then you paddle over fish, and then
there was plenty of them.
Yeah, you definitely have to just forget about the grass thing and just do some blind casting if you're not seeing stuff. But man, And the motor zone is full of fish. It really is. And I think between the 3 or 4 days that people are going to be over there, we're going to have enough groups that are going to kind of like scour out across, not just in the motor zone, but drive up to the lagoon and over to the Thousand Islands and fish some of that stuff. Because I definitely encourage people to check out the Thousand Islands because it's really, really cool back in there. But, yeah, the fishing should be fine. I mean, I literally saw last Friday, me and the guys were out in the lagoon, and I laid eyes on over 200 reds, and not one of them was under slot, and a couple of them were giants. I saw with my own eyes about at least a dozen flounder get up out of sand holes to the flounder, and I caught a big fat eight-pound trout, another trout that was probably pushing 4 pounds. So, I mean, it's nice, man. It's going to be good. You know, if the weather continues the way it is right now, it's going to be crazy.
So, fishing is somebody's been asking, or Jim, you're asking about with the fishing on Friday. So,
yeah, I'm gonna be out there on and off from Tuesdays through Monday, so
just going to set up the Taj, the Tent Mahal, and hang out, huh?
It's going to take from Tuesday to Thursday to set it up.
Cool.
I got to do it in little groupings. Dude, there's like, I think there's 30 support lines that need to be tethered to the ground for the tent.
Dude.
So if you're drunk and you're hanging out around Carr's Park for the Boondoggle, don't go wandering around my tent because you will trip over one of said 30 lines.
There might be a problem there, huh? So
just to be
a jerk.
Give me
some flag and tape, Chuck.
Yeah.
No, no, just to be a jerk, I might set them all out at different lengths, too.
All right. So,
you can stand to fall over with a sombrero hat on.
All right. We're running around the corner, and we're just about out of time for the hour at least. Who's going fishing? Bill, how about you, man? You
yes.
going fishing this weekend?
Yes.
Yes? That's a yes. Okay. There's one. Any special plans, or are you just going out to chase the big lizards? And?
No, we're going to be looking for mutters.
Okay. And Mr. Becker, I assume you're tagging along with him, or what?
Not that I know of. I'm going to try and get Junior out in his boat, get a couple things shaken down for the boondoggle. I've got a one of the top secret super stealth black packs from Luther at Yak Attack to try out in the boat and see how it's situated.
Cool.
Got the fly rod I want to throw. Got a couple other things I want to do out there. Got a new anchor trolley on Robert's boat that I want to get him a little accustomed to before we get out in the no motor zone. So
nice.
Probably just
nice.
A local shakedown cruise.
Roger that. And that's a nice accessory. That's a good setup there for him. He'll enjoy that once he figures it out.
Absolutely.
And back over to you, Bill. Did you get a chance to play with your new inflatable?
Oh yeah, I got it. I need to get a rearm kit for it before I inflate it. But yeah, it's pretty comfortable. It's pretty nice. I like it.
Cool. All right. Well, look forward to seeing your review on that one.
Yeah, I was carrying around a 16-ounce cup of water all the time we were fishing last week, but I couldn't hold my camera in one hand, the video camera in one hand, and the water in the other and get close enough to actually toss the water on his vest and watch it go boom. You know, just one of those things.
Well, it has to go up inside the vest. You can't just throw it on the vest.
All right.
No, I could do that.
To make that happen.
Yeah.
All right. And Adam said he will be down March 1st for the adventure fishing championship. So that'll be cool. Hopefully he'll be figuring it out. So. And what else we got? Rob, you fishing this weekend?
Yeah, I need retribution for getting skunked last week. I mean, we couldn't even catch a dink trout.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going out Saturday.
And Matt, you're just going to live vicariously through all of us and the reports you see on Facebook?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to sit here and drool, watch you guys catch fish while I'm sitting inside while it's snowing again this weekend.
Yeah, do you put your kayak in on the living room floor and sit in it, watch TV, go to WFN and...
I actually I leave it out back, and once it gets filled with snow, I go out there and sit in it, and I realize why I'm not going fishing.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. So
chip that ice off it.
Yeah, exactly. How about you, Mr. Kapitz? You going to try to get out, or?
No, God, packing. I'll be packing the tackle.
Packing the tackle. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right.
I got to economize so that the TSA Nazis don't, drag me aside and strip search me because they see a fishing lure in my gear.
No kidding, man. I had an argument with a guy about a year and a half back. I was going and I had a three-piece fishing rod that was in a, in a little tube that was no more than 20, I guess it was about 22 inches long. Like, you can't take that on board. Like, why not? It's a fishing rod. It's like, no.
It's
like,
a weapon.
Fish yeah, I'm gonna you. Take I'm gonna take the tip out and flail somebody to death with it or something. Yeah. So, anyways, all right. And Chuck, you're gonna be just pre boondoggle accessorizing and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try and get out at some point this weekend for a little bit just to put eyes on some fish and take some photos of my buddies there. And then, sure that all of our ducks are in a row, and hopefully all of these prizes show up and kind of start putting together some prize packs and things like that. So,
under that. So catch some ladyfish, man. Chop them up, put them in Ziploc, freeze them for me.
Yeah, I think Carr's Park's going to have a pretty good amount of frozen ladyfish and frozen mullet for those that want to try and get on some big fish.
Is that what you're doing? You're going out there in a week and catching ladyfish and selling them to the guy?
No.
Yeah.
No, good. I could. I mean, they've been pretty thick lately, but no.
Yeah.
I want to get out and try and maybe throw the bug you up a little bit. I haven't done that in a little while, so.
Roger that. And Mr. Jim there, how about yourself, man? You doing a RV shakedown or?
I think this weekend my mother-in-law's in town. I think we're going to go down to the pond and try to catch some crappies on jigs and bobbas.
Yeah?
Yeah. The rain got the pond up a little bit. We might be able to go down there and snag a couple of crappies if it's not too cold on Sunday.
Right.
The RV shakedown is probably going to be a weekend in Panama City, so it'll be a little bit closer.
Okay.
So in case we can't stand it, then we can go get a room at one of the military bases. You know what I mean?
Roger that. All right. Anyways, well, that's about it. We're 2 weeks out from the boondoggle. Appreciate all you guys joining me tonight. It's been fun. Another Thursday night. Everybody in the chat room, the Fish and Chef, Crisp, Mr. Van Pelt, Old Bill, hopefully you got to hear us tonight. R. Lee, Tommy Head Jigs. Tommy's going to be delivering the Georgia Outdoor News. So yeah, limit on the length of pliers you can take. So, yeah, I'm not doing no gator hunting while I'm down there. We won't be taking the terrorists out on the kayak with us, so we don't want to draw anyone's attention. So, but
come on, man. You can make yourself some nice boots out of gator.
Yeah, I know. I'm not into rascals. I'm a little more on the eco-friendly side, so, and I don't want to be recycled. So, all right. So that's about it for evening. Thanks a lot, folks. We'll see you next week. Kayak Fish Radio, same time, same bad channel. Chuck will be kicking it off on Monday night, and we'll be a couple of days closer to the boondoggle. Thanks all. Tight lines. Good night. Go out with, where am I at? There we go. Some buzzards row. Good night, all.